As I was preparing tonight, I was thinking that one of the things that I'd like to share with you is a Dvar Torah that I love very much. But I've said over the idea so many times. And then I realized, Ein Beis Medrash Belo Chiddush, that Dvar Torah that I've said here in Parshas Yisro quite a few times over. There was a Talmud a couple days ago, I was saying this over another yeshiva, and a Talmud, Eitan Aaron, came over to me, and he added something that I had never noticed, and I have a new Havana B'Siyata D'Shmaya. I want to compare Parshas Yisro to Parshas Devarim. Yisro suggests to Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint judges. But if you compare the psukim in Parshas Yisro and the psukim in Parshas Devarim, you'll see that the appointments are very, very different. First of all, in Parshas Yisro, the suggestion of the type of judges that are presented are honest people. Perek Yudches Pasuk Chaf Alef. Actually, if you have a chumash next to you, it might help to follow along with the psukim. In Perek Yudches Pasuk Chaf Alef, the Torah says, "Va'ata sechze mikol ha'om anshei chayil yirei elikim anshei emes soinei vatsa." Yisro suggests that the judges that should be chosen are judges who are honest. In Sefer Dvarim, we are reintroduced to one of the most important concepts that was ever created in Hasidus, but it comes from the Torah itself. And that is Chabad. Chabad is the description of the Dayanim. Chabad is used to describe Bezalel in the end of Shmos, and also in Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. There, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats, he doesn't repeat the judges as honest, as Anshem Esai Nevatza. They're described as Anoshim Chachamim Unevoinim Viduim, Chabad. So question number one is, what changed? Why is it that in Yisro there it's described as honest judges? And in Devarim the emphasis is Chachma Bina Das. Das, Rashi tells us in the end of Shmois, is people with Ruach HaKodesh. It's the ultimate. Yet somehow in Yisro that's not suggested. Another question. When Moshe Rabbeinu introduces when the cases will come to him, the highest cases, the most complicated cases, and the way Yisro introduces the cases that will come to Moshe are different. Back in Yisro, Perek Yudches Pasuk Chaf Beis, Kol Adovar HaGodol Yaviu Eilecha. The big things, those should be brought to you. Yisro suggests that the big cases should be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. In Devarim, there Moshe Rabbeinu does not describe the big things as coming to him, but rather, Dovar Hasher Yikshe Mikem, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, those things that are difficult for you. So what's the change over here? Why Dovar Hakosha over here in Devarim versus in Yisro? It's mentioned the large cases. And finally, last question, and this is the most wondrous of them all, is a very strange medrash. The medrash says, Vayishma Moshe lekol chayisnoi, Moshe listened to his father-in-law, Vayas kol asher omar. Simple meaning of the pasuk is, he listened to his father-in-law and he did that which he said, which he had suggested. He was a good son-in-law. Says the Medrash, no, he was a bad son-in-law. Vayishma Moshe lekol chayisnoi vayaska asher amar lo yelokim. He did that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. The Medrash seems to be saying that Yisro said one thing and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him something else. And maybe Rav Nachshoni brings this down in the name of earlier Achronim. It could very well be that in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something entirely different than what Yisro had suggested. Al derech avodas Hashem, maybe we could start with an interesting story. There was this wealthy guy in Wall Street who was driving a Lamborghini. And he was going quite fast. And a cop turns on his sirens and he wants to pull him over. But the guy doesn't stop. And they begin racing on these narrow streets. The cop swerves in front of him. And the guy in the Lamborghini swerves to the side. The cop stops him. He brushes aside a car that's right next to him. The cop gets out of the car and he looks at this Wall Street executive and he says to him, "You guys are so materialistic." The fellow says to the cop, he says, why are you saying this to me? The cop says, "That's just the way you are." He says, "Why are you so aggressive?" The cop says, "Do you even notice that when you smashed into the guy, the first thing you were worried about when you got out of the car is you ran out and you looked at the car. Did you even notice his hand was outside of the, on the left side, it was on the left side?" He said, "Did you even notice that you banged up your hand? You guys are so materialistic." So the guy looks at his hand and his hand is banged up and he says, "Oh, my Rolex." Rabosai, this world, a person gets so caught up. "Oh, my Rolex. Oh, my Rolex." This machloikis between Yisroi and Moshe Rabbeinu is about "Oh, my Rolex." But to really understand how it becomes about that, how it becomes that phenomenon, one needs to take a step back. You'll give me 20 seconds of secular philosophy? Maximum. Thomas Hobbes was a British philosopher. The British philosopher Hobbes described that the role of government is for man to create a just and productive society. Now we'll go back to Torah. The Mishnah in Avos says, "Have a mispala l'shloim malchus, demili moira ish esrei eyu blai." Daven for the welfare of the government, because God forbid, if there isn't respect for government, and we've seen it in all countries, if there isn't respect for government, then man will swallow fellow man. That's how Hobbes describes the role of government. The role of government is to create a just and functional society. Rav Nachshoni suggests, based on the Abarbanel and Malbim, that this is the source of tension between Yisra and Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Medrash is driving at. Yisra looks at Jewish law as being the same way that the British philosopher Hobbes describes. And that is the role of law, a Jewish lifestyle, being halachic Jews, is about creating a society that is functional, a society that's spiritual, everything that's nice, you know, matzah balls and stuff like that, all that stuff you need. You need halacha. You need halacha to tell you, you know, tefillin is a nice thing. And learning a little bit, and daf yomi, it's an amazing accomplishment. It gets into the New York Times. It's really exciting. It's giant stadium. All of those things are nice, good, functional stuff about Jewish life. And therefore, Yisro describes Dayanim in the following way. He describes Dayanim that need to be honest people. Anshei HaMesonei Votza. And he describes what actually happens today in most modern societies. The Dovar HaGadol, the big things, the cases that have the most import in terms of the functioning of society. And therefore, if there is a machlokis between Facebook and a disagreement between Facebook and another massive media giant, it's going to make its way to the Supreme Court. If, however, the case doesn't have much profound impact within the financial or social fabric of society, it will stay at the lowest of the courts. It won't make its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. That's Dovar Hagadol. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "You misunderstood entirely what Kabbalah's Hatera is all about." And this might be why you have a give and take right before Kabbalah's Hatera about what Torah is. You misunderstood entirely what Torah is about. What Torah is about is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we've emphasized in the past, an unbridled search for truth. And therefore, what comes to Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, what comes Yibadal Lechayim Tovim L'Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, are not the cases that have the most money. They're not the cases that actually only have the most import within the social fabric. Every single detail, when we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, Reb Shlomo Zalman is involved with things that really don't have big impact on the broader picture. But it's Pshat in Rashi, it's Pshat in Rambam, it's Pshat in Ramah, it's Pshat in Halacha. Because Pshat in Halacha is not about just creating a functional society. It's a search for emes. And therefore, it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu is Dover Hakosha. That's what comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what's brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayishma Moshe lekol chosnoi, vayasko asher amari. You heard that? Vayasko asher moloi Elohim. There is a fundamental tension between the way in which we look at law, the way we look at life, the way we look at the judiciary, the way we look at government, versus the way the secular world does. Because every single part of halacha is Dvar Hashem. And Eitan Aaron added, it's actually Muchrach from the Psukim, this Vart. Because right after, Vayishma Moshe Kol Chos, I never noticed this, Vayas Kol Asher Omar, two Psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu then says, as Hadover Hakosha Yivin El Moshe. The Torah describes, Hadover Hakosha Yivin El Moshe. In other words, once the Dvar Hashem is accepted, it's not about creating a functional society. It's not about simply knowing what to do. It's not about simply satisfying whatever communal or personal needs an individual wants, but rather it's an encounter with emes. That's what Talmud Torah is all about. If a person doesn't take that mahalach, if a person doesn't look at life in terms of it, every single part of his life, an encounter with Kudsha Brichu, then ultimately, chas v'chalila, we reach to the point where almost everything could be self-aggrandizing. We're to the point that it's all about a Rolex. It might not be the physical Rolex. It might be the matzah ball. But at the end of the day, if it's not a desire, when a person opens up a Gemara, it's not a desire to truly understand Dvar Hashem, it's not an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, one's missing the essence of all what Torah is. There were twice that I heard this story that I'm about to say. It's a famous story. I heard it once when I was a young child in elementary school. I heard it from my Rebbe, Rav Lippe Geldworth, who heard the story from Rav Kirzner. This was the first time I heard it. And Rav Lippe Geldworth told us that this story he heard from Rav Kirzner, who was already a very old man. He was paralyzed. He said, I think from even the shoulders down. And I remember as a child, it made a big impression on me. He said he would visit him every Shabbos. And he said when Rav Kirzner told the story, when he got to the punchline, he began to cry. And I remember a few years later when I was with Rav Binyamin, I don't know, it was the time that we exactly were in the Ben Rav Braunschweigel Shir at that year, or those years. But Rav Braunschweigel told us the same story. For those of you who get the baseball reference from my days, as it was happening, as Rav Braunschweigel started saying the story, I heard Jack Buck's words in my head, I can't believe what I just saw. So who gets the Meir Malkum? Yeah, you guys. Kirk Gibson's home run, Dodgers, 1980-something. So Rav Braunschweigel is telling a story, this exact same story. And as he gets to the punchline, my Rebbe begins to cry. Exactly the way my childhood Rebbe described Rav Kirzner 20 years earlier, 15 years earlier. What's the story? It's become a famous story. Rabbi Krohn made the story famous. And later I saw the picture of the hero. And it was exactly it fit in all the details. This story is not simply a fairy tale. It sounds like a fairy tale, but all the details add up. The story goes that Rabbi Isaac Lecharif was looking for a son-in-law. And he went to Yeshivas Volozhin. Rabbi Isaac Lecharif was one of the Gaonim of the generation. And he asked the Rosh Yeshiva about certain boys. And after he spoke to Rosh Yeshiva, he said, you know what? What I'm going to do is give a shiur. I'm going to ask a really, really tough question. None of the boys knew that Rabbi Isla was looking for a son-in-law at the time. And he asked the bomb kasha. One boy came over, and Rabbi Isla Charev, with an answer, Rabbi Isla Charev said, it's against the Gemara that you didn't learn. Another boy came over and he said, the words, Minei Ubei, doesn't fit. And after a while, after a few hours, one of the boys, who's like a hacker, he put two and two together. He said, Rabbi Isla Charev is looking for a son-in-law. Some boys decide, forget it. And some boys start working harder. Rabbi Isla stuck around for a couple days. And then, after 2 days, he wasn't satisfied with anything with some of the boys. And he got into his wagon, and the wagon was pulling out of the greatest, the Avia Yeshivas Volozhin. And as his wagon is pulling out, there's a boy, and we know his name. His name is Rav Yosef Schlupper. That was a name that Rav Geldworth told us. I don't think Rav Branchville told us. Rav Geldworth told us, Rav Yosef Schlupper. Years later, I saw a picture of the Av Bezdin of Nevardik, Rav Yosef Schlupper, who was then, the picture is taken of him at age 70, son-in-law of Rabbi Yisrael Lecharev. Rav Yosef Schlupper comes running out of the Beis Medrash, and he says, and I have to say in the Yiddish because it's so holy, he says, Rebbe, vergesst von der Shidduch, forget about the Shidduch. Aber wie soll kennst der gehen weg von Volozhin mit Akasha on a Teretz? But how could you leave Volozhin with Akasha without a Teretz? And of course, Rabbi Isaac Lecharev, as the fairy tale goes, Rabbi Isaac Lecharev said, you're the boy I'm looking for. You're the boy I'm looking for. Why did my Rabbeim cry when they said that in Yiddish? Wie soll kennst der gehen weg von Volozhin mit Akasha on a Teretz? You know why they cried? Because that embodies everything that my Rabbein were trying to teach, were trying to live, and that's what Talmud Torah is all about. It's not about becoming Rabbonim. It's not about becoming Poskim. It's not about finishing Shas, and all of those things are beautiful and fantastic, but the essence is this desire for Chochma, Bina, and Das, a desire for a search, not just being Anshe Emes, but Mevakshe Emes, for people to really, really have a She'ifa. Gosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya, to be able to live what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us. Live that Bikush, live that desire. Because there's nothing sweeter, there's nothing more pure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given humanity than that Bikush HaEmes. And with that, B'siyata D'shmaya will be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.